Supplements containing conjugated linoleic acid have been sold for nearly a decade without government approval of their safety. Many bodybuilders use them to promote fat loss. Now, with FDA approval, the market for CLA is likely to expand from the internet and health food stores to the grocery store shelf. In Spain, CLA is added to orange juice and dairy products. Michael Pariza, a UW professor who studied CLA, says Spain has been putting the supplement in food for 2 years.
The market for that is very, very strong. So it's been available in some places for a while. So I would expect that same thing to start happening here. How soon? Maybe by the end of the year.
CLA is found naturally in meat. A UW-Madison experiment with hamburger 3 decades ago led to its discovery. Later, Pariza did animal studies showing CLA might help fight cancer and reduce heart disease. Pariza's government safety approval for CLA marks a milestone for university research in the modern era.
As far as I know, there has never before been a nutritional component discovered at a university which has gone all the way through to FDA approval. The only thing that I can think of that would come close to this would be the discovery of vitamins, but that was back in the 1930s.
Along with meat, CLA is found in dairy foods, but is removed in the process of making low-fat products. The human body can't make it, so the only way to get it is to eat foods that contain it, ideally foods that don't also have the kind of fat that has unwanted health effects, like heart disease. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.